Hi, good morning, everybody. It's David Ambrose. We're here at CPC. We're going to begin in about a minute, so please find your way to your seats. The agenda and other materials are located in the rear of the room. Please take this time to pull one of those to follow along. Also, there are speaker cards if you wish to speak on any item on the agenda, as well as any item during public comment period. You're going to need to fill those out. Please use great penmanship so I can do my best with your name. Again, we'll begin in about a minute, so it's a great time to turn off your cell phone and get situated. Thank you. All right, good morning, everybody. David Ambrose here. It's 8:36 a.m. Today is June 8th, 2017, and we're here in Los Angeles City Council Chamber. City Planning Commission members present include myself, David Ambrose, Mark Mitchell, Samantha Millman, Renee Dake-Wilson, Commissioner John Mack, Veronica Badia-Campos, and Dana Perlman is hiding, but present. Excellent. The meeting's being recorded, therefore I ask that when you come to speak, please speak close to the microphone and speak one at a time. Please state your name and your time will begin after you do so. The agenda, which are located in the rear of the room, will provide the order for this morning. If you wish to speak before this commission, please fill out the appropriate speaker card and turn it to James or Cece. There they are. Also note the public comment period is for any item that is not on the agenda. If you wish to speak during that time, please also fill out a speaker card and hand it to James or CC. At this time, please turn off cell phones so as not to disturb the proceedings. Disruptions will not be tolerated. If you disrupt the proceedings, you'll receive just one warning. If you continue the disruptive behavior, you'll be asked to leave, and you'll be helpfully escorted out by our LAPD that are present here today. Regarding item number three, if you represent a certified neighborhood council and you have a written resolution or community impact statement, please submit it at this time to James or Cece, as we'll be calling those items shortly. We are going to move the director's report to the end of the meeting today. Is that all right, Mr. Pertoni?
Yes, thank you.
All right. The city attorney, Amy, good morning. Do you have anything you wanted to share with the commission?
Good morning. Nothing to report today.
All right, thank you.
President Ambrose is going to step out, and I'm going to take over the rest of the meeting. This is Renee Dake-Wilson. So we just have two small items, if everybody would beg our indulgence. First, we are going to go for the director's report.
Good afternoon, Kevin Keller, Deputy Director. I'm going to give the director's report today. I know we did hold this to the last item, so thanks for everyone for your indulgence. I think we were asked to just give an update to the commission on two key policy items that the commission had heard earlier, one being the linkage fee and the second being the sign code. I'll also take this moment to let you know that another item, the home sharing and short-term rentals may also be going to Plum shortly. So. Just a quick update on the linkage fee. Last Tuesday, the Plum Committee did take up the linkage fee that you'll remember was in front of the commission. The proposal was to charge, quick summary, around a $12 a square foot charge on new residential construction and a $5 per square foot charge on new commercial construction for raising money to help promote affordable housing, both new affordable housing, extending covenants, et cetera, with our partners at HCID. The Plum Committee did take this. The recommendation of the Planning Commission, there was a over 2.5 hour hearing on the matter, and they did actually ask the Planning Department to kind of respond to some questions in writing and return back likely to Plum in late July or August. So I wanted to keep the Commission kind of up to speed on that important policy item. There was no movement at Plum, but it certainly was discussed. And then I can move on to signs next.
They didn't talk about what the amount would be, a modification to that amount?
To just generally sum up, and the entire recording is available online, there was a wide variety of viewpoints. I think some of the feedback we did hear was concern, from, I think, from both sides about how this would impact housing development. On one side, generating money for new affordable housing development is crucially needed, especially in light of continuing federal cuts in our home dollars. On the other side of the debate, there were some concerns about the overall burden of doing development in the city, the impact fees, the process, and I think some of our report backs are going to be helping to kind of delineate really where in the process is an impact fee, an impact fee, and what are some things we charge as full cost recovery. As a nutshell, a lot of our fees are full cost recovery for city work.
Yeah.
We do charge some impact fees, a proposed affordable housing impact fee, the Quimby fee, for example, some school impact fees are also charged. That's one of our reports.
If I could just add to that, President, there was a on one aspect, there is a concern of the overall burden of on development in terms of all the fees that are charged, whether they're application fees or impact fees. On one aspect, so it's just the overall burden on development for fees. Then another aspect, there was wanting more, so there's more information about all the fees we charge was asked for. And another aspect, they wanted just additional information in terms of how the fee was calculated, what was some of the, in terms of more of the specifics on the methodology, you know, the issues of, we looked at, you know, different versions. Would you do just one fee citywide, or you charge different fees based upon the various geographies of the city? So, and should it take into account how a fee would interact with the amount of affordable housing in an area? Is it some area that already has a lot of affordable housing? Should that fee be somewhat lower because there's affordable housing there? So that was kind of the tenor of the discussion. So if you will, it was both, you know, what's the overall burden, but also more into the calculation, and are we incentivizing development in the right parts of the city? So I don't know if there was any kind of clear indication about the amount of the fee we should that should be charged. So we'll be bringing that information back after the council break, late July, August. So I think that's going to be a much more interesting meeting, and I'll probably get more to the heart of your question probably then.
Okay. Any other commissioners? How many questions? About linkage fees specifically? Okay. So can you move on to signs you were going to talk about?
Sure. Kevin Keller, again, just picking up on another major policy topic, the sign code. As the commissioner, many commissioners will recall, we did most recently have the sign code in front of the commission in fall of 2015. It was in front of the commission much earlier than that as well, around 2009. We have done a number of reports, hearings at Plum. And Plum did meet on May 30th and give some direction to the planning department and the city attorney's office to draft a draft ordinance. That work is going to commence, and I just wanted to give a quick report back on what the direction from the council was. There was a numerous points, so I'll just give a thumbnail sketch, and I can kind of answer any additional questions that may come up under that. But generally speaking, the Plum department, the Plum commissioners, Plum committee members, recommended developing funding for two additional building and safety inspectors to enforce off-site sign periodic inspections. They asked the CLA to do a study looking at the financial analysis of the different billboard proposals in terms of how much revenue possibly could be generated for the city under different scenarios. And then instructed city planning to work with the Office of the City Attorney on preparing a revised ordinance. We had transmitted the draft ordinance from this commission originally, and this revised ordinance, which has not yet been drafted, would include both the core sign code materials that this commission had seen, and then also two significant additions. One, a relocation program for off-site billboards relocated to private property, and a second program which could be relocated onto public property. So essentially the public option and the private option for new billboards outside of sign districts would be prepared in this ordinance. The committee also laid out some criteria that in many ways reflected the influence of some of the items this commission had talked about: minimum takedown ratio, space in between signs. However, these are really for outside of sign districts. I know the commission had really talked about these as being within sign districts alone. Finally, the committee instructed city planning to work with the CAO on developing a billboard reduction policy option framework, which would not go below a 2-to-1 takedown ratio, but may include other types of public benefit payments that may help have a sliding scale there. So that'll be something that we have to work very carefully with on that and report back to the Plum committee.
Kevin, I don't understand that. It's David Ambrose.
I think generally speaking, and I think we're still sifting through this instruction, there was a desire to see the takedown component placed into its own policy document, which may lead to further codification in an ordinance. But I think that's the idea. There has been some talk, and the CAO had prepared some options prior, outside of our department, to look at different ranges of takedowns. Is it up to 10-to-1? Is it 8-to-1 with revenue sharing? Is it 2-to-1 with no revenue sharing? Now, these are the kind of options that would preclude. So I think that's what would be drafted for the Plum Committee. I do want to take a minute and say at the conclusion of these ordinances, when they are retransmitted. Also, we'll be looking at kind of comparing the where the ordinance is to what the commission had looked at. I know it'll be another important thing to discuss if it's in alignment or not in alignment with where the commission had left things.
This is David Ambrose. Deeply troubling to me. I would say what I want to also understand the delegation authority, because I think in the determination, I'd like the CPC to play a central role in the discussion about the comparison of what Plum has done or the draft ordinances and whether or not it matches our action. I think that's within our purview in general. I'd like to make sure I understand at the upcoming meeting, or if you have information now, what the delegation has been in the past. I am concerned, and I want to make sure the CPC fulfills its role.
I could talk about it now. It may be just a longer topic. I've gone back and researched what, in essence, our charter has certain allows for certain delegation, and the municipal code does, and that's been in essence formally delegated through a memo from the City Planning Commission back in August of 2000. When I came back and came director a little under a year and a half ago, I actually analyzed those words pretty carefully. And the delegation that the City Planning Commission has allowed to the director has been very, if you actually read it, is fairly narrow. But I'm happy to have a longer discussion about that, because
what I would like to agendize is that, and not overall delegation authority, but specific to this matter. When we did repass this item, we did redelegate, which had been suspended, more recent than the 2001 that you're referring to. And we were very specific in that. So I'd like to agendize it and for potential action to restrict and further revoke potentially. But I want to make sure it's agendized in a way that allows us that flexibility, not that we would end up doing that. My concern is this is a complete end run around the work that we did, and I don't want it squeezed through without our appropriate process. We have a role to play. And creating a separate policy area that allows for a takedown ratio is not something we considered. We did not consider the relocation program to public. We didn't discuss or debate that. Public sharing of income, we didn't discuss at great length, and we don't need to understand what that is. So that would be my request at an upcoming meeting as appropriate with our schedule.
Kevin Keller, City Planning. Just looking at the calendar, recognizing there is not a draft at this time, that might be something we can consider not in June, not our next meeting, but potentially that first meeting in July we can work on, maybe probably bringing that back just for a discussion item and an agendized item.
Yeah, let's not set it at this moment, but at an upcoming near-term meeting, as you guys can flesh out the upcoming things. For instance, Crenshaw, I know we're going to be meeting in South LA at some point soon. I think there's a lot you guys are working on, so I want to be respectful of that. Commissioners, I apologize for dominating that dialogue. It's a very important issue to me, and I wanted to make sure that now, if you have anything to add on this item, please. Okay.
But under direction.
Okay.
Anyone else have anything to say regarding signage? Okay. Is there any further director's report?
Yeah.
Or anything further you want to add?
Thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, Richard Katz, I believe, has an item.
But just along the same lines with David, in terms of getting just reports back, and I know I had asked 6 months ago when we were in this chamber about bike lane utilization, and I think there was a staff had brought something forward, a meeting I wasn't at, and to determine, I appreciate asking for it to be delayed until I got here. That was a while ago. I'd like, if we get the next meeting, possibly.
Yeah, Commissioner Kevin Keller, we did freshen that up, that request, and we are looking to schedule that. I think we can look. The next meeting is actually an off-site meeting, special to South LA, but if it meets the commission's agenda review, we might want to schedule it at our next downtown meeting where we can bring in the DOT team as well. So we'll look to do that.
I appreciate it. Thank you. July.
I meant to say the next July meeting. Today is the June meeting. Thank you.
Okay. So does anyone else have anything to add on the director's report? We've already received city attorney items, and that's other items of interest. So moving on from director's report, we're going to go to commission.